Okay, today's daf is Tamid Daf Chav Zayin, and we are on the last line of Chav Vav Amud Beis. Second to last line, we will start with that, as we started a couple of days ago with the Haskalah of Maseches Tamid. The Masechta, that's one long story that tells us the daily Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and goes through various inyanim, fascinating topics relating to the Beis HaMikdash, finishing out Seder Kodshim, as we have here in the Daf Yomi. Okay, so we are on Chav Vav Beis, Pirchei Kehuna. Pirchei Kehuna Ishkista Ba'aretz, as the first Mishnah said, describing the Beis HaNitzotz and the Beis HaMokad. Beis HaMokad on the northeastern side of the Azara, and the different areas, some of them in the Kodesh, some of them not in the Kodesh, the mitzvah of Shmira that was done. We discussed at the beginning of the parak the machlokas we showed, and what exactly was the purpose of the Shmira. Was it more of a practical level to prevent either Genevas, or to prevent the Yisraelim from going where they're not supposed to be going, but either of those are protection related, or is it something more, and that is, no, just L'shem L'tifaris, right, that there are, to have guards in a certain area, that itself shows Chashivus to the area, even if it's not meant dafka for others, like middle of the night, or versus the day, and how many you would need, and what about Ketanim, and what about others, a lot of discussions there. But it said that the young Kohanim used to sleep there in the Beis HaMokad. Some of the older ones slept on the ledges that were there. And the Pirchei Kehuna Ish Kisto Ba'aretz, they used to sleep with the their clothing on the ground, which we'll get back to that line. But says the Gemara, Amai Hasam Kari Luhu Rovim V'Hacha Kari Luhu Pirchei Kehuna. Why, earlier it said, or first year, first he calls them Pirchei Kehuna, that's how we call the young Kohanim, by the Shmira, earlier it calls them Rovim. Hasam kari luhu rovim, v'hacha kari luhu pirchei kehuna. What's the difference in the lashon between a rove and pirchei kehuna? As the Gemara says, Amri in, really, it is, they are similar. Hasam to lamati lemevet avoda kari luhu rovim, hacha demati luhu lemevet avoda kari luhu pirchei. Depend. Over there, to lamati lemevet avoda, what does that mean? That they can't do the avoda, so that is what some of Farshim here say, machlokas we shown him. Talking about ketanim, they can't do the avodas. That's why he calls them rovim. But halcha demadu lemevet avoda, they're younger. But it's just the how they're sleeping, and they are not specifically ketanim. Lomatzi lemevet, and they are in the parsha. They are just sleeping, so they could be able to do the avoda tomorrow. So that's why he calls them pirchei. If you look at the rush, lomatzi lemevet avoda shelo heviu beisiris osan shahayu shomrim. Right, they're not fully in the world of gablus. They're ktana, they're not doing the avoda anyway tomorrow, so that's why it calls them rovim. But here, the mati lemevet avoda, where they're going to do the avoda, heim pirchei kehuna, they are the blossoms of the kahuna. They're sleeping in order to be able to do the avodah tomorrow. That's why he calls them pirche. That's why he just uses the different lashon in the different context. Interesting. So the rush reflects that in order to do proper avodah, the next day you need a good night's sleep. Go to a good night's sleep to do the avodah. And that's generally what we know the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Deos, where the Rambam says that we have to look at all our life in a way that can be viewed as avodas Hashem, even our sleep, right? The avodah that was done in the Mikdash, but even the avodah outside the Mikdash. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis, Tzorach Ha'adam Sheyachavin Kol Ma'asav Kulam, Kdei Leidas Hashem Baruch Hu Belvad. All of our actions, all of our life has to be L'shem Shamayim in order to serve Hashem. V'yei Shivto, V'kumo, V'diburo, Hakol U'maze Adavar. Everything we do has to be L'shem Shamayim. Ketzad, K'shiyisa V'yiti, No yasim alach alito schar, V'chulu, V'chein shiyocha V'yishte. When a person eats and drinks, Lo yasim alibo laso dram alalo k'di lahanos bilvad. It shouldn't just be stomped to get hana. Right, we eat in order to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be strong. And that is all of our faculties that we do. And the Rambam continues also a little bit later. Hamanik atzma al pi arafua. Right, if we act properly, and everything is what we're you know, focus on Lashem Shemayim, and that's the goal, so then everything will be looked at as a mitzvah. El yasam alibo shei gufo shalem v'chazak kadei shetia nafsho yishara ladas es Hashem. Shei efshar sheyavin v'yistakel b'chachmos v'hu chole o echen me'yavarav ke'ev. It's impossible to think about wisdom if somebody is, I mean, obviously in the full way, if somebody's ill or they have a pain. V'yasim alibo shei lo ben ulai yechacham v'gadol b'yisrael. V'nimsam halach v'derach zu kol yamav kulan oved es Hashem tamid. And then the Rambam adds, and this is why it's important for us. Va'afilu b'sha'a shehu yashen. Even when he's sleeping. Im yashen lada'as, kidei shenuach dai to alav. V'yanuach gufo, kidei shelo yechle, v'lo yuchal avod es Hashem, v'hu chole, nimse shena shelo avod alamakom baruchu. Right, his sleeping is l'shem shemayim. He's sleeping in order to do his avoda. And that's why Val Yin is it, Siva Chachamim, Kol Masech Yilashem Shemayim, and Vuhu Shamar Shlomo HaMelech, B'chol B'derachecha De'ehu, Vuhu Yasher Archosecha. That's the end of Perek Gimel of Hilchos Deos. But again, that's, we're all doing the Avodah. Remember that beautiful Rashba in the Tshuvas, where he talks about the reasons for Netilas Yadayim every morning. Netilas Yadayim is for one of three reasons. Either because our hands, Yadayim Askani Oseim, I think that's the rush, right? Our hands touch the covered parts of our body. During the nights, so we have to wash our hands. The Kabbalistic reason of three times each because of Ruach Ra, but the Rashba says because, like the Kohen washes his hands before he does the Avodah in the Mikdash. Every morning when we get up, we have to wash our hands because it's like we're doing Avodah. And therefore, it would be something that, would make it specially sanctified if we would do that. Also, I mentioned in the past, I think that's the pshat of why in the order, in Brachas on Daf Samach, it talks about the order of the Brachos in the morning that we say, we wake up in the morning, we wake up, open our eyes, we say, Bokei Echivrim, we put on our clothes, we say, Malbash Arumim, as in the days of old, what they used to do, when you hear the Tarnagol, and also the Zefivina, but the first one on the list, Hanichnas Lishen al Mitaso Omer, Bishma Yisrael, Varayim Shemov, Omer Amapachav Lishen al Inais Numalav Avoy. The first one on the list is a Mapil. And then it goes into, and when you wake up, you say, Alakai Neshamash Nesatabi, Vechulu. That's the first one, that should be the last one. The last one should be a ma'apil. Why is that the first one on the list? Before all the Birchas HaShachar, that's the end of the day. The answer is no, because that's also avoda. To emphasize, the Gemara is emphasizing to do a ma'apil first, because your sleep is part of the day, and that's why a ma'apil would be listed first, as all of those other brachos are listed there, except Anos and Leif Koach is not there, not in Shas, but anyway, that's this rush. Based on the Gemara, that if they're sleeping to do the Avoda, that's the Perchei Kehuna. Okay, Tznan Hasam says the Mishnah in Midos. There are a number of Mishnahs in Midos and Tamid that are similar to each other, but here the Mishnah quotes Midos. Interesting, there's a rush. The rush at the beginning of Tamar's Daf quotes that the Meseches Tamid will quote a number of Mishnahs in Midos because, after all, there is no Gemara on Meseches Midos. So that's why the Gemara will use the opportunity in Meseches Tamid to talk about Mishnayos and Meseches Midos. That's why there's a rush at the beginning on Chav Chesam and Aleph. U'maisi lahacha mashra b'shum deboi l'mikva ale Gemara u'midos ein la Gemara. Right, that's the rush bottom of Chav Ches Amad Aleph. I think there's a Rashi like that in Sukkah also. Rashi says when there's a Mishnah in Taurus quoted in the first parak. So Rashi says, yeah, because there's no Gemara, we're just going to talk about it here because it's there's no Gemara on Seder Taurus except for Nida. Good. So Tanan Hasam says the Mishnah there. B'shloshim makomos lekohanim shomrim bebeis hamikdash. In three places, the Kohanim do Shmira in the Beis Hamikdash. Bebeis Avtinus, bebeis Hanitzot, bebeis Hamokad. Three places the Kohanim do Shmira, v'halavim, v'chafal v'komos. The Levim on the 21 places. Kohanim 3, Levim 21. What are those places? We'll see soon. But there is a major machlokas Rishonim. How do you put together the 3 and the 21? Are the 3 included in the 21? 3 Kohanim, 21 Levim, and like in those 21, that's the place where the Kohanim and Levim do it together? Are they separate? 3 and the 3 Kohanim and the 21 for the Levim? Not clear in the Gemara exactly how to break it down. Three different opinions in the Rishon. If you look on the Rush right here says, Tan Hasam, Beseches Midos, Shlosh Mekomos, Valavim, Bechaf Aleph. Shloshim Mehem, Im HaKohanim. First day in the Rush. right? Levim have 21. Three of them are with the Kohanim. It's 21 altogether. Three of them are Kohen and Levim, both there. They're both there. V'yesh b'farshim b'fnei atzman. And some say, no, Levim have 21 and the Kohanim have 3. They're separate. V'rabbeinu tam piresh sheshomrei ha-Levim b'chaf alef makomos milvad gimel makomos sheshomrei shamim ha-Kohanim. Right, Rabbi Natan says a third shot. That, no, it's 24. Those three, the Kohanim and Levim do, and those 21, just the Levim do. So three different days quoted here in the Rush, all the permutations possible, how do the three and the 21 fit together? If you look at the Rambam, is like the day that says the Kohanim are separate from the Levim. The Rambam in the last parak of Beis HaBechira. Right, Beis HaBechira is all about the structure of the Beis HaMikdash and where everything went. In the last parak is the parak of Shmira, parakhes Shmira. Once you know that what the Beis HaMikdash looks like, then we can talk about guarding it. He puts it here. Interesting, he puts it into Hilchos Beis HaBechira and not Hilchos Bias Mikdash, which talks about things that the halachas that the Kohanim have to do or not allowed to do. Shtuya Yayin and Purei Rosh Vechulu. It's as if it's part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. It's in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Because it's part of the structure are the guards there. Right? That's the, maybe fits to the approach that it is, has to do with the, just the pomp and the circumstance and the glory of the Mikdash. It's part of the structure of the Mikdash. Not Muchrach, but that's what the Rambam says. Perches, Shviras HaMikdash Mitzvah Saseh, V'yava B'Yishein Sham Pacham Neoyeh, V'lo Milistim. Even though, I think we must have read this in the last cycle, in the beginning of the Masechta. And even though you're not worried about enemies or robbers, she'ein shmiraso ela kavod lo, ein odome platrin she'ish alav shomrin, leplatrin she'ein alav shomrin. Right? Ein odome, a guarded place. Right? The palaces that have guards, even not l'shem, prevention and protection, but just stop to give it covered. So the lishitasa where the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, because maybe it's part of the structure. V'shmira zu mitzvasa kol halayla, v'shomrim heim hakohanim v'halavim. Shneimar v'yato v'anecha itcha lefnei o'el o'edus, klomar atem tiyu shomrim lo, v'yneimar v'shomrim v'shmeres o'el moed v'chulu. V'imbalo shmira zu aver b'lo saseh, not only is it an aseh, it's you violate a lo saseh, shneimar u'shmar temes v'shmeres ha'kodesh, v'loshen shmira azharahi, halamata shashmiraso mitzvah saseh, u'bitish shmiraso lo saseh. And here's the line for us, mitzvah shmiraso, chiyu ha'kohanim shomrim mi bifnim v'alivim mi machutz, v'arba v'esrim eda. Shomer Moso, Bechalaylo Tamid, 24. Barba Esrim Makom, 24 places. Hakoanim, Bishloshim Makomos, Valavim Bechadasar Makom. Levim in 21. And the Mishnah Melech here has four long columns going through all the different dais. The Rush quoted all three in two lines. But the Mishnah Melech goes through all the different dais here, but the Rambam holds 1 and 3 and 21. No overlap, according to the Rambam. No overlap, like that day in the Rush that also does not have any overlap. Good. I forgot to mention, one, once we were talking about sleep before and the avoda that we sleep in order to do the avoda, the Chashuk Echemed here has the question, are you allowed to sleep in your kittel? To sleep in the kittel. You know, sometimes at the break on Yom Kippur, you know, sometimes people take a rest. People take a rest in shul, they put their head down. Is there any issue of sleeping in the kittel? So, what's the issue? You're not allowed to sleep with tefillin on. Shem yafiach b'hen. You're not allowed to sleep with tefillin. But what about the kittel? The kittel is pashtus a beged tefillah. That's what the poskim say, not to wear it into the bathroom. It's like a talus. Me'ikar a din, you could wear the talus into the bathroom, but it's a miyuchad tefillah, so it's better not to. It's not like tefillin, which have tashmishe kedusha. A talus is tashmishe mitzvah, and kittel is even beyond, like further away, less than that. Mixas kedusha. So, is there any issue with sleeping in the with one's kittel? That's his question. So he quotes the Mishnah Berurah that you shouldn't go to the kittel with the bathroom with the kittel. Shum yuchal tefila mavur, and he quotes shekittel nechshav rak latashmish gavoa b'miksas ve'eno tashmish kedusha mamish l'chein ein l'chaber l'chidusho, and therefore pashtus there could be some flexibility. And then he says, are you allowed to wear a kittel on Purim to dress up? You know, if somebody Purim Kippurim, Okay, someone has to dress up like a tzaddik. I get dressed like a tzaddik. What would be wrong with that? Or dressing up like a tzaddik as long as you don't do inappropriate. Okay, fine. Anyway, that's his discussion about sleeping in a, we all sleep in, in sitzes. People sleep in sitzes, take a nap in the afternoon. So the post will talk about maybe leave it on, so you don't have to suffer brachas when you wake up. So, it shouldn't be more chomor than a talus. And therefore it would be okay. Okay, let's continue. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says 21 and 3. Those are the places. So where are these places? So hey al hey share harabayas, 5 on the 5 gates of harabayas, as is described, you see in the pictures, and Beis Hashem will get to in Midos, exactly the gates of harabayas, dalal al dalal pinosa mi bifnim, 4 on the 4 corners of harabayas on the inside of the 4 corners of harabayas, there's someone standing there. It's a guard, right? What's in the corner? Nothing's in the corner. But that sounds like the Rambam. Sounds like it's there for a coven. Hey al hey share azara, 5 at the gates of the azara. Bedalad al dalad pinosav, meaning we're getting closer in. First we had the 5 on harabayas, and they're inside the corners of the harabayas. Now as we get into the azara, the 5 at the gates of the azara. Bedalad al dalad pinosav mibachutz. And they're on the outside. So they're standing on the corners of the Azara on the outside and the corners of Harabayas on the inside. Right, we'll have to see in the Gemara why that is. Echad b'lishkas ha-karban, 1 in the lishkas ha-karban. What is the lishkas ha-karban? So the Rush has 2 days here. Again, some of these are not exactly clear. The Rush first says maybe it's the lishkas ha-tala'im, the lishka of the sheep. Inami lishka isam yuchedes levaker ba ha-karbanos b'mumin. Either the place where they kept the sheep or the place where they took the sheep that they wanted to check. They wanted to check for a mumen, and that's why we know every carbon had to be checked for a mum for 4 days, and that's one of the 2 reasons the post can quote that we say slichos for at least 4 days before Rosh Hashanah, levaker mi mumenu, to check ourselves from mumen to make sure that we are ready to be hukrav ki'ilu as a carbon, the akeda on Rosh Hashanah. So one by the lishka as a carbon, v'yecha b'lishka as a paroches, one by the lishka of the paroches. It's either where they used to weave the paroches, the Gemara, Mishnayos and Chagiga talk about, did they have alternate parochos? V'yecha d'achorei beis ha-kaparos. And one stood behind the west side, behind the Kodesh Kedashim. Right, the west side, there. One had to stand there. There was, the Rush here quotes the Gemara in Zvachim, there was a little hole in the back of the Kodesh Kodashim, west. Why? In order to be machshir that area for Shechitas Kachim. Right, it has to be Pesach Ohal Moed, and if it's totally closed, that's the Achorei Ohal Moed. But if there's a hole, so then it is good enough. That's what he quotes, that Gemara in Zvachim. Ayalol Katan, the Rush writes, Bekosel Ma'aravi, Pasuach min Kodesh HaKadoshim La'osa Lishka, Va'alishka Isa Psucha La'azara, Keneged Alol, it was all through. Ve'efshar, I'm sorry, La'achshir Achori HaKaparos L'shkidus Kashim, Dekori Be'i Pesach Ohel Moed, Kedi Isa, Perkezeo Mokoman, quotes the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Nun Hey. Good. Every tiny detail of the Beis HaMikdash had a reason. Why was there a little hole here? Why was there a lishka here? Right? We don't know the purpose of everything in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't know. It had some symbolic reason. We don't know. And also, everyone was different, right? We know the 3 structures. The Mishkan, described in the Torah. Bayis Rishon, described in Sefer Melachim. Bayis Sheni, described in Midos. Bayis Shlishi, described in Yechezkel. So each one of them was a little different. Not exactly the same. And even in Bayis Sheni, Herod's Bayis Sheni was different than the first Bayis Sheni. Right after they killed out all of the Jews, after Chashbonaim and the Rabbana, and Herod wanted to do a little tshuva, the Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Gimel, so he redid the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a little different than what we have in Mishnayos Midos. So it's really 4 different structures that we have of the Mikdash. But everything, at least the ones that, we won't focus on Herod right now, but the ones that were done by Nevuah, have symbolism. Yechezkel, we don't understand a lot of the Psukim. That's why I remember, I think we mentioned that when they built Bayis Sheni, they had Yechezkel already. Yechezkel lived, at the time of the Chorban in Bavel, but they had the Nevuahs of Yechezkel. They just didn't understand it. They couldn't build it as is described there. But there are differences between the 2. Okay, so Minani Mili, Amar Yehuda Misura, Amri Lav Masisa, Tana. How do you know there are all of these guards in Abraisa? Dechsev, the Pasuk says in Devar Yamim, Lemizrach, Alavim, Shisha, Litzafona, liyom arba'a, lenegba liyom arba'a, v'lasufim shnayim shnayim, laparbar, l'mayrev, arba'a, l'mesila, shnayim laparbar. So all of these are different places and areas, so you add it all up, and you will get the number of shomrim. Says the Gemara, one second, if you add it all up, it doesn't work. Amri, hani chavdalat have. Right, these are 24. It doesn't say that there are 21. Amar Abaye Achikamar La Asufim Shnayim. There's two. There's not four. Right, so knock two down. So Akadi Asher Mitreinav. It's still 22. It's not 21. We need 21 for the Leviim, which again sounds like. Right, remember, if it was 24 altogether, if they were included, then the Gemara could have just answered. So it means to include those other three with the Kohanim. So it sounds like the Rambam. Sounds like it's 21 and 3 separate. So hech de parbar chadave. Really, the parbar, it says two, it really only means one. The achrina betzaf sahu. He was just sitting there to keep him company, the second person. Does of Yosef Gabe, Mishab de Koyavroi. Because he's all by himself. Right? If you say it's the one that's behind the Kodesh Kodashim, nobody else is there. It's all by himself, so to keep him company, to make sure he stays awake. That's why it says a second one, but there's only one, and therefore knock it down to 21. Myla par bar, amar bar bar Rav Shila, kemad amar klape bar, towards the outside. Bar is outside, like brisa, the left outside of the Mishnah. Right? Puktani lebra. So let's go learn this outside. Or maybe there should be 24. 24 means all inclusive. The Kohanim ones and the Leviim ones. But it says Leviim in the Pasuk. 24 places Kohanim are also called Leviim. After all, they are from that Shevet. And one of them is right here in Yechezkel. V'Kohanim Leviim b'nei Tzadok. Fine. Chamisha chamisha shari harabayis arbal arba pinosav mitocho. So he said that there are five at the gates of harabayis, one at each gate, and then four just in the four corners of harabayis, sitting in the corner, standing in the corner. Four on those gates inside. And hey al hey shari azara, five on the gates of the azara, varbal arba pinosav, and four on the corners of the azara, mibachutz. But those are on the outside of the Azara. So, Maishna Harabayas Davdina Mitocho. Maishna Azara Davdina Mibachutz. Why? For the Harabayas, they're standing on the inside. For the Azara, they're standing on the outside. Amri Harabayas Di Tama Uboy Mesiv Yasiv Amri Na Mitocho. For Harabayas, if he gets tired and he wants to sit down a little bit, it's okay. You can sit in Harabayas. So that's why we could allow them to be inside, because it could get tiring, and therefore we allow them to be inside. Azara di batamu boy la mesav lo mazi yasav. But in the Azara, if he gets tired, he can't sit down. So we don't want to take the chance. Damar mar, because after all we know, the Gemara tells us in a few places, you see on the side, Sota, Sanhedrin, Yuma, Kiddushin, Ein yeshiva b'azara l'machus v'tavid bolvad. There's no yeshiva in the Azara except for Malchus Beis David, and therefore Amrinan mibachutz. Because we're nervous, we don't want them to be tired and sit down and violate. So that's why we put them outside, right? Ein yeshiva bazara elo lamalchi beis David bovat. Interesting. David Amela gets a special tour. Have a Gemara Shabbos for a second. But before we get to the Shabbos, but this yisod ein yeshiva bazara lamalchi beis David bovat is a major machlokas bishonim. What is the source for this? What's the source that only malchus beis David is allowed to sit down in the azara? Right, and how often are they in the Azara? How often is David HaMelech in the Azara? They're not calling him, right? They're not doing the Avoda. Right, it hit me recently. The Mem Gemara in Shabbos, one of the three converts that come to Hillel to convert. So one of them says, "Convert me, Amanaz." Right, he hears a sofer reading Parshas Tetzaveh, and he says, "Wow, who wears those special begotim? The Kohen Gadol? Ah, convert me, Amanaz, that I'll be the Kohen Gadol." Shammai says, "Not interested," and Hillel converts him, and then he starts. Reading, and he reads Hakala Karev Yumas, right? Hazara Karev, the Zohar that does the Avoda Yumas. And what does he say to Hillel? Who's this talking about? And Hillel says, even David Melech Yisrael. That's the example that he, even David HaMelech, and David HaMelech does the Avoda. Right? That's the language of the Gemara there. Kiman Shigiel Hazara Karev Yumas, Amrle Mikra Zal Minemar, Amrle Afilu David Melech Yisrael. Nasa also ger kal v'chomer miyatzmo. Uma yisrael shnei gruban alam mako mitoch ava shalavim kar lehem b'nei b'chor yisrael. K'siv alehem akar azor av yukuma, k'siv alehem azor akar av yumas, ger akal shebo b'makbo b'tarmilo achaz kama v'kama. So dafka, that's David HaMelech is the example that's given that even David can't. But, in yeshiva b'azara, el alamachi is b'zavad b'vad. But in the Azara, the areas where they can go, David HaMelech does have the ability of sitting. But, so what's the, What is the reason? So if you look in Rashi and Sota, it's covered. It's not covered to sit down. That's Rashi and Masecha Sota. It's a Svara. It's a Svara. Ain't covered. Rashi on Daf Mem Amid Beis in Maseches Sota. Rashi says, Ain't covered Shamayim Bakach. V'afilu Malachei Ashares Ain't Lahem Sham Yeshiva. Whatever that means. Tichziv Omdim Mimalo. Karvis Alchad Min Kamaya. Wow, that's Rashi, Sota Mem Amid Beis. Even the Malachim can't sit in the Azara. So if you take that, what does yeshiva mean? Yeshiva doesn't mean literally sitting. It means staying. It means being in, right? Even the, that's Rashi. If you look in Tosfos there in Sota, Ha'amar Mar, Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Lo Yadati Mekomo. Not sure exactly what the source is for this. Tosfos says, but what's the, what are the others? If you look in Rashi and the Ritvin, Yuma, Daf Chafei, they quote a Pasek, La'amod L'Shares. La'amod l'sharei, so it's amida, which the Rishash there is bothered. That's only b'shas avoda. Who says that shalom b'shas avoda? La'amod l'shareis. You have to be right. Yoshev is a psul avoda, right? The Mishnah says in Zvachim. But why is that a problem? Rashi in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So is it a svara? Is it a pasuk? Is it halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? Different days. There are some that say that it is a din d'rabbanan. Tosfos in Zvachim has the suffix tezayin. Tosfos says, I'm not sure. Shema ena min haTorah. Teida de'imi daraisa amay tzarech kra lekamon liyoshev lemitzvah. Typically, I feel below avoda in yeshiva. Need a pasuk to exclude yoshev, even if it's daraisa. You can't say that anyway, even if you're not doing the avoda. So again, discussion exactly about this halacha of that ein yeshiva zar. Maybe it's part of Mora Mikdash, right? That's also a suggestion. But either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says that when it comes to our bias, we allow them to sit inside because there's no worry. If he sits down, it's okay. But by the Azara, we make him sit outside. Good. Omar Mar. Hey. Alhei Shari Azara. Vehei Sharim Hu Dahavi Bazara. The Azara had five gates. Veramini. But didn't we learn elsewhere, Zayin Sharm Hayabazara. Again, Midos and Tamid go together. Didn't we learn elsewhere that there are seven gates in the Azara? Gimel Batzavan, Gimel Batzavan, Ve'echar Mizrach. Six, six, and one. Right, there's no gates on the west side. That's the Kodesh Kodashim. There's that little hole, right, in the wall, we just said. You get into the Kodesh, you go into the Kodesh Kodashim, but three on the north, three on the south, and one in the east to get in. So how do you, so Amar Abaya, of the Azara. What's the one on the east? That's Nikanor, right, in Bayesheni. Right, Nikanor, Amar Abaya, Shrei Minayu Lo Tzrichi Shimur. The two small ones do not require Shimur. They're right next to the larger ones, and therefore they wouldn't need any Shimur. That's why there are seven gates, but you only need five guards. Rava Amar, Tanoihi. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanam, as you're about to see in the following Brisa, that there are other Shitas. So just like there could be other Shitas, there could be Shitas, about five and seven and others. Titania, the Brisa says, Ein pochsin mi yud gimel gizbarin mi zayin amar kolin, different types of officers in the and people who take care of things in the Beis Hamikdash. 13 gizbarim, 7 markolin, amar kolin, Reb Nosson amar kol. Right, everything goes by what they say. Reb Nosson amar ein pochsin mi yud gimel gizbarin kineged yud gimel sharim. Ah, you see, 13 sharim. Dal chamisha dahar abayis. Take away 5 from our abayis. Pashalu tmanya dazara. So 8 in the azara. So alma ikatana damar tmanya havevi. Ikatana damar shiva. Ikatana damar chamisha havevi. So many different opinions exactly, how many gates there were. Fine. We usually say elu ve'elu divri lukim chayim. This one's tough though. This one's tough because usually we say elu ve'elu, everybody have a different opinion. This is a machlokas imitzius. Machlokas how many gates there were. That's what it sounds like. Unless you say it's a machlo, everybody agrees how many gates there were. The question is, do you count certain ones as significant or not? I guess you can interpret it that way too. And the machlokas is lumdis, you know, how do you consider, what do you consider a significant gate? But the pashtus might be that, you know, it's a machlokas. We'll have to see. Beheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, and we'll have to talk about, you know, what it was then. Might not be what it will be. We have to talk about what it was then. Remember that Rashi in Ksubis, Nun Zion or so, where Rashi says, we say elu ve'elu unless it's a machlokas about what happened. Right? If two people have a machlokas, mutar asur, you can say elu ve'elu. But if it's a machlokas about what the Rebbe said in Shir, Rashi says, so one of them got it right and one of them didn't get it right. The Rebbe only said one thing, unless they're talking about two different shiurim. So there is a limit to elu ve'elu. If it's a machlokas in mitzius, machlokas is exactly what happened or what the Rebbe said, v'chulu. So you have to know whether this is an example, pashas, this is an example of that, but either way, this is the machlokas. Vayter, lo hayushenim bebigdei kodesh. So the Mishnah said also, when they went to sleep, they wouldn't sleep in their Big Day Kahuna. They would take off their special Big Day Kahuna. The Mishnah had said, the language of the Mishnah is that they would put it under their heads. They would take off their Big Day Kahuna, they would sleep on it, they use it as a pillow. But they would put on their own pajamas. Right? They would take off their Big Day Kahuna, use it as a pillow. The Gemara will talk about that by the Shem in a minute. And they would sleep in their own. So the Gemara says, Shenehu delo, they wouldn't sleep in their Big Day Kahuna, but what if they weren't doing the avodah, they were just walking around? They would be able to wear their Big Day Kahuna then? Shemas mina, Big Day Kahuna, nitra lanas ben. So it sounds like here, from here, that Big Day Kahuna, there is no Isser Me'ilabai. Nitno lehanos behem. Is that true? The Gemara in Kedushin talks about this. The Gemara says, b'shas avodah, everybody agrees. There's no Me'ila. And a second after shas avodah also. Right, the Gemara says elsewhere, Kiddushin, lo nitzna Torah, lo malach ha'asharis. The Torah wasn't given to angels. And therefore, you give a little slack. So, during the Avodah, a little bit extended, before and after, there's no Me'ila. The question is, when you're not doing the Avodah, totally finished. That is the discussion. And the Gemara here says, sounds like if the only problem is sleeping in them, so it must be that just, talking in them and schmoozing with other kohanim in them wouldn't be a problem. That's what it sounds like. And again, that's a machlokas and some discussion in the Rishonim too. If you look in the Mefarish here, the Mefarish says in the middle of the left side, Big Day Kuna Nino Lanas Bahem, Sha'al Menas Sheyehenu Bahen, Afilu Shalo B'Shas Avoda, Higdishum Mitchila. Must be that it was originally sanctified in order to use them even shalom b'shas avoda v'tznai bezdin hu, and it's inherent built in tznai bezdin uplugtahi b'meseches yuma, and it's a machlokas in yuma on daf samach tes. What's daf samach tes? We'll get to that later. That's Alexander the Great wearing the Beit HaKuhuna outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's the context where it not Alexander the Great, Shimon HaTzadik going to meet Alexander the Great at that famous meeting. So we'll talk about that by the Shem. We'll get to that soon. Good. So doesn't this prove if the only issue is sleeping but not walking? So Gemara says, Amri hu adin afilu hiluk nami lo. No, maybe even the Kohanim, you can interpret this Mishnah as holding that Big Day Kahuna are not nitin lehenos when it's not during the Avodah. V'hadik tani lo hayyishenim. Why does the Dafka emphasize sleep then? We shouldn't avoid the Misi Sefer to teach me the next thing. To just see me the next line. Elaposhin makablan minichonos on takas rasheyan. Because the next line is going to tell you a chiddush about what they did with them when they slept. That's why it focused on sleeping. But it doesn't mean that sleeping is the only one for that, the only problem with these begadim. So Gemara says, if that's true, v'agufa kakasha. But then that's a problem. So you're telling me it is a problem to be nana, maybe de kahuna? So why let you use it as a pillow? So manichano santachas rashem, shamina big dikuna nindal slanas mehem. So why are you allowed to use it as a pillow? If you want to say that, oh, sleep because lavdafka, you can't even get hana from it while walking. So why is that a problem? So the Gemara answers, ema neged rashem. It doesn't mean right under. It means next to. Right? It means next to. Sometimes Chazal can understand, you know, here's trying to understand the Mishnah. So we can say the Mishnah is lavdafka. This is lavdafka. I guess in the Torah it would be hard to say lavdafka, right? Tachas Hahar by Har Sinai, right? They stood under the mountain. So Chazal didn't say next to the mountain. Chazal took that one literally, Kavalem Harkiyis, right? Held it over their heads. Yeah, it's a pasuk, but here it's a Mishnah. So therefore we could, you know, re-understand it a little bit. It means neged Rashayim next to their heads. Amar of Papa, and if that is true, Shma mina tefillin minatzad sharyin. If you're allowed to sleep right next to the Big Day Kahuna and you're not worried that you're going to roll over during your sleep and go onto them and get hanoah from them, right? You should say you have to put them on a shelf. No, you're allowed to have them right next to you. We're not worried, so it must be maybe by tefillin also. You wouldn't be worried, right? Shma mina tefillin minatzad sharyin. You're allowed to put your tefillin right next to where you're sleeping. V'lo chashinan dilma mignadar v'nafal alayu. We're not worried they're going to fall on them. What if somebody knows bedafka that they're a roller, right? They move, so maybe then that could be a problem. But if people aren't choshesh that they would move so much, so again, especially in the days, let's think why people might say, why are you putting your tefillin right next to you? The answer, what if you're sleeping outside somewhere? Right? Maybe people who were traveling and they weren't at an inn, or they were in an inn, they didn't want their tefillin to be stolen. Whatever it is, there are things that you have valuables, you want them to be right next to you when you sleep. This is an issue. So, Rav Papa says, the fact that you can sleep right next to the Big Tikkahuna, it must be that you're also able to sleep right next to your tefillin. And Achanami Mistavra, the Keneged Rashayim. It also makes sense, says the Gemara, it's logical, that when it says under, it really means next to your heads. It doesn't mean that the Big Tikkahuna are right under. Why? Because then there would be another problem too. The E Amrit Tachas Rashayan, if it was literally under, Nehida Nitznu Lehanos Mehen, Tepiklei, Bishimisura de Kilayim. What about Kilayim? The Avnet has Kilayim in it. And therefore, how would you be able to get Hana'ah from it while you sleep on it? Right? So then, wouldn't you be worried? So it must be not only for Me'ila purposes, but for Kilayim purposes, it makes sense that it is next to the person and not under the person. There is an important comment of the Rishonim. I'll read it from the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Tosfos Yeshanim there in Yuma on Daf Samach Tes. Yuma on Daf Samach Tes. Again, there are two Gemaras that we're referring to there, but there that's the Gemara about Big Day Kahuna. So the Tosfos Yeshanim there says, Tepik Lemishum Kilayim, Tema, Maishna de Isser Kilayim, Pshitale de Ika, Vigabe Me'ila, Misafkale, Initnole Hanos Behemilo. The Gemara assumes that for sure there's going to be a Kilayim problem by the Big Day Kahuna. For sure there'll be a Kilayim problem, and therefore, how could you sleep on it? Me'ila, they're not sure about, right? That's the question. The Gemara tried to prove Nitznu Lohanos, Lo Nitznu Lohanos is Machlokas. So why by Me'ila is there a question about Nitznu or Lo Nitznu? Why by Kilayim, there's for sure a problem? The time of the Levez and Mazalim, Dol Shayach. He says, Lo Shayach. Here's an interesting line. The time of the lay bezin masna alehem lo shayach hachalomar sheyu kiddushim lachatzoin. You can't say there is only kiddusha lachatzoin. The yesh lomar de lav kachi Hashem nikru leinyin meila the kibbutz shenino lahenas behem lo nina tor lamalachi asharis v'havi b'lu b'lav de meila dumya de kachim kalim the kachim is beach to lo chazu lagrava lo hein v'lo demehen. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, you could say Lev Bezdin Masna, and there was limited Kedusha regarding Me'ila, because that's a built-in Tanai. There's no built-in Tanai. If something's Kilayim and Shatnez, it's Shatnez. It's an Isser. By Me'ila, there are some Kachim that are not violated. You don't violate Me'ila. Kachim Kalim before Zrikas Adam, there's no Me'ila. Right? There are other parts of the Beis Hamikdash, there is no Me'ila. So you have it, so you could have it built in Tanai. When it comes to Kilayim, that's just a separate Isser. Right? You can't violate Isurim when you're doing the Avodah, unless it's a special din. Maybe Asi Dechalos say when it comes to when you're doing the Avodah, but Shalobash has Avodah, for sure, it would be a problem. You'd have to take it off. Okay, so the Gemara says, it makes sense that you're not sleeping right on top of the Begadim, or else it would be a problem of Kilayim. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, this Mistavar makes sense. Hanicha, Laman Damar, Avnei Toshal Kohen Gadol, Lozeo, Avnei Toshal Kohen Hedyot, if you say that the Avnei to the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot were different. So then you could say that it is Mamish Tachas Rashayim, but the Avnei of the regular Kohanim are not made of shatness. But if you say it was, so then you're right. Then it makes sense that you can't take it literally. And if you want to say, what would be the problem of Kilayim? Kilayim ba'aliyah v'levisha hu da'asar aval me'machtute shaper dami. Who says that the Isra of Kilayim is if it's just under you? Maybe it's only if you wear it. If it's on you. Maybe there is no raya. Maybe really, mitzad kilayim, it could be right under you. So the Gemara said, no, v'hatanya, the Braisa says, otherwise, lo yale alecha. The Pasuk says, don't put shatnez on you, aval ma'ata matzio tachtecha. You can't wear kilayim, you could have it under you, aval amru chachamim, asur lasos kein shematech rachnima, achas al basaro. Because if it's under you, so maybe it will go a little above you, right? It'll be next to you, and that could be a problem. So this is drabanan anyway. So you wouldn't be able to have it under you, even if you want to say daraisa, but midrabanan, you wouldn't be able to have it under you, because you're worried about that. V'chi tema demifzak midi, and if you want to say, well, maybe you put something in between. You put it under you as a pillow, but then you put a different type of cloth to make sure it doesn't go above on you. V'yamar of Shimon, Amar of Shub and Levi, Amar of Yosi ben Shaul Mishum Kihila Kadasha Shebiyushalayim, Afilu Eser Matzozu Agavzu, even 10 mattresses, one on top of another. V'kalayim Tachtein Aser Lisham Aleihen. You can't sleep on them, right? It's included in this Isser. Ella Shvamina, so it must be that it means not under you. Ella Shvamina, Kineged Rashehen. It must be Kineged Rashehen, and that is Mistava. That's number one. We're going to have two other ways to understand it, but that is number one. You know, let's do a little more, and then we'll talk. Bibay Zema, or another idea. Both and Shem Bam Kilayim. Maybe it's only referring to the ones that are, maybe it's not Mistava that has to be next to. Maybe when it says that you're allowed to put it under your head, it means the ones that are not kilayim, not the avnate. Rav Ashi Amar, Biktekuna Kushin Hain. Or maybe they're very tough. They're very firm. They're not soft. And therefore, it wouldn't be a problem. Damar Afuna, Breid Rav Yeshua, Hai Namta Gamda Danarsh Sharya. This type of a hard felt is mutter. Big question in the Rishonim. Is this saying hard and firm are, therefore, there's no Isser Drabanan? And that's what the whole issue here. We're worried about the Nima going up, but the firm ones, there's no Xera because it's not going to go up. Or is this saying even Daraisa Shanis? Even Daraisa Shanis, you know, doesn't apply if it's like this. So that's a discussion in the Rishon. Good. Let's just do it to the two dots, then we'll come back. There's a question about the girsa here. We'll read it because it's here. Tashma b'tikuna hayotz me'en b'hen l'medina aser v'mikdash b'hem b'shad avodah b'hem b'shol b'shad avodah mutter b'pnei shb'tikuna nidot lo nesban shma mina ube medina lo, in medina outside the mikdash it would be aser v'atanya b'chof aleph yo b'chof aleph bo. This is a quote from Megillas Tainus. On the 21st day, Yom Margrizim. It's a special din to lo lemispeid. Remember, it talks about the Megillas Tainus were all the days that happy events occurred, and you weren't allowed to fast or have a speidim. And one of them is the 21st day. Kidde Isa biyoma perak balo kohen gadol karo v'chulu ad dot dot dot. That is why some take this out. This does not sound like a Gemara lashon. The Gemara here is quoting the different Gemara, like it says in Yuma. It sounds like a Rishon. Right, so that's why this line might have been added in. Like it says in Yoma, right, and that's the Balo Kohen Gadol. That's referring to the story of Shimon HaTzadik. When Shimon HaTzadik went outside the Beis HaMikdash, right, because, they remember the Kusim told on during Bayi Sheni. When Bnei Yisrael were in the Beis HaMikdash, they said the Jews are rebelling against you, and against the great wind with his whole entourage, and Shimon HaTzadik wore the big day kahuna, and went out to meet him, and Baruch Hashem, everything worked out in the end, between the two of them. But you see from there that he wore the big day kahuna even outside the Beis HaMikdash. See, Ba'isema Ru'uyin Hain, le big day kahuna. Didn't mean that he actually wore the Beit HaKahuna. Just means that he wore special begadim ru'uyin to be the Beit HaKahuna. V'bo yisema, eis lasos l'Hashem, if you're to resecha. It's eis lasos l'Hashem, it's ein brera. Eis lasos l'Hashem, they had to go out and use them. It doesn't say the words pikuach nefesh. It doesn't say pikuach nefesh, it doesn't say they were going to die. Then for sure. But this is eis lasos l'Hashem, to save the Beis HaMikdash. To save the Torah Judaism, you know, that the that itself is good enough in that way. Good. Question. The Gemara said that the earlier, that even if you want to say there's no Isser putting it up on you, but there will be an Isser Drabanan. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Right? What's the issue of lying on the Shatnez and the worry of the thread going above you? Don't we have the principle of Ein Shvus? There's no Isser Drabanan in the Beis HaMikdash. Are there? So, that's the Maritz Chayes' comment there in Yuma. On Daf Samach Tes, and the Maritz Chaya says, maybe this proves like the opinion that Ein Shvus B'Mikdash only applies to Isurei Shabbos. Isurei Drabanan of Shabbos. Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Mikan Yesh Raya. Dirak Shvusei Shabbos Hutru B'Mikdash V'lo Shari Isurei Drabanan. Dim Lo Kein Ein Makam L'Kushi Yashas Kan. Avagav Dasur Chachamim Hatsa B'Kalayim Mikal Makam B'Konim Zrizim Mutter. Right, Kodem's reason, and therefore it would be mutter. That is one way out, one answer. And then he says, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe there are Isurei Drabanan. Maybe usually we would say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash even by other Isurei Drabanan. But why is that? What is that based on? Kodem's reason, Haim. Here they're sleeping. You don't apply Zrizim, even if you want to say Ein Shvus B'Mikdash, generally, Ve'efshar dekan da'achshasha b'shas shena tichrich nima alze ein amol kohanim zrizim. De b'shena ein moel zrizim. So you can't be a zariz when you're sleeping. You can be a zariz about setting your alarm clock, but you can't be a zariz about during the sleep. So there's the different dayas in the Maaretz Chai is there in Maseches Yuma. Vayter. Says the Gemara, Ira Kered Lechem Mayam V'chulu. What happens that if somebody become Tamei, the Mishnah said that they walk out in the underground tunnels going out of the Beis HaMoka. They go Bim Mesiba HaHoleches Lo Tachas Havira, and there are candles lit on both sides, and there was a Menot, Medurasham, and Beis HaKisei Shokavid, V'chulu. So, Misayelei, L'Rabbi Yochanan, D'Amar, Mechilos, Lo Niskadshu. There's supposed to be a right to Rabbi Yochanan that the underground Mechilos were in Niskadesh. That's why you didn't have to run out of the Beis HaMikdash. You could go towards, you know, go towards the mikvah where they were going to go to do tefillah. Mechilos, Lo Niskadshu. Ubalkeri, and Machlokas, we've shown him whether this line is needed, or he just, Rabbi Yochanan just said these two statements together, and therefore, the Gemara quotes it together. Ubalkeri, mishtalech, chulat l'shem machanos. A balkeri is sent out of two machanos, right? It's about the discussion, right? It's about, right? A mitzorah is sent out of all three. But a balkeri is sent out of how many? So, Rabbi Yochanan said a balkeri is sent out of two machanos. And again, the Rush and others say that we didn't need this one here. It was just said, Rabbi Yochanan said it at the same time. Tosafot in Pesachim discusses the Mechilos on his Kashu, but doesn't the Gemara in Zvachim say that David Melech was Makadish the Ritzpah, right, or even under, at the home, or the Gemara in the Zvachim? So the Tosafot there in Pesachim, Daf Salamach Zayin, says maybe certain underground caverns or tunnels are totally on where the Pesach is. If the Pesach is Bachol, so then it wouldn't be Niskadesh. If the Pesach was Bakodesh, it would be Niskadesh. Right? It goes by the doorway. Rav Safra, and he says, right, then it was a basic Kisei Shokavid, right, and if you find a lock, then you don't go in, and if not. Rav Safra, Rabbi Yosef, Beisa Kisei. Rav Safra was once in the bathroom. Asa, Rabbi Abba, Nacharle. Rabbi Abba was outside. He wanted to know if anybody was in, so he grunted, made some sound with his nose. Amar le Omar, Rav Safra says, come on in. Basar denafik. Amar le Rabbi Abba. We'll go with our Girsa here. Rabbi Abba says to Rav Safra, Adkan lo slikas le Seir, gamart mila de Seir. What are you acting like somebody from Seir for? Lav hachitan. Didn't we learn? Mitzo, the Mishnah tells us, Mitzo na'ul biyadua, sheisha madam. Lameimra de lamiboy le lameyal. Right, so our Girsa is lameyal le lameyal, meaning, how can you invite me in? It's private. Right? Other people don't have the gears of lameyal. It means laboyle, you shouldn't have talked. Shouldn't have talked. It's not an issue of going in, but just talking. So, why'd you do that? So for Rav Safra, what about Rav Safra? Oh, Safra, Dilma Masuka, no, he thought, he just heard a groan from outside. He thought maybe there was a danger. Because as we know from elsewhere, if somebody has to go to the bathroom and they hold it in, they don't go and they have to, it could be dangerous for them. So that's why he was saying it. He thought the person was in danger. Kid did, Tan, Yerv Shugam Lil Omer, Amen Achozer, maybe Adam Lide Hadroken, Silan Achozer, maybe it's Adam Lide Yarkon, different types of illnesses that can be, gotten if somebody holds it in. So again, Lamaisa, the Rosh quotes both here. The Girsa in Rashi and Brachas is that the Dibur is the question. The Gra there has the Girsa of Knisa. But if you look in the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch in beginning of Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Beis Hakisei, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Gimel that, where are we? Lo, the discussion of here with Sif Gimel Beis says the Shulchan Aruch. Yehet Sanua beBeis Hakisei, v'lo Yegala Atzma Sheyeshev. Good. We'll get to that soon. Rama, v'lo Yelchu Shnei Anashim Biyachad. Should go to the bathroom together. Gam Lo Yedaber Sham. Lo Yedaber Sham. V'yisias Karadelas Va'adom Mishim Snias. Both not talking there and closing the door. Mishnah Brura. Vimulatzar Gadol Efshet Demutal Adaber. Kol Zman Shei Nifne Adayin. Avol Beis HaNifshe Nifne Afal Zar Gadol Aser. Zar Gadol, you can talk in the bathroom. If one is actually going to the bathroom, so then one shouldn't. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And the later post, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, what about our bathrooms? It's always the question about our bathrooms, you know, whether it has the status of the bathroom. Is the issue Mishum Tznius? Is the issue Mishum Ruach Ra? Right? Nafgamina? Right? One discussion once. What about texting in the bathroom? Right? That's, is an issue of, is that a violation of Tznius? Right? Nobody knows anything. Right? What about Rav Avadya Yosef has a question being on the telephone in the bathroom? Right? Rav Avadya to us that he's in there. There are makomos lahakel in that our bathrooms are probably more hygienic than a lot of the other rooms in the Talmudic houses. So again, it's different. But either way, that's important. Keep in mind, in the bathroom, there's also halachas, right? That's one of the pshatim of Tosfos in Brachas, Daf Yud Aleph. Why don't we say a new Brachas of Torah every time we learn Torah? When you go into a sukkah every time, right? You make a bracha every time you go into the sukkah, but Brachas Torah is only once. So one opinion of the Mefarshim is that because there's never a hefsek, there's always Torah to think about, even if one is in the bathroom, right? There are halachas, as we learned here in the Mishnah. Weiter, let's continue. Amale Rav Lerchia Bray, Vechin Amale Rav Huna Laraba Bray, Chashich Takin Nafshecha. When it's dark, go fix yourself. Meaning, try to go to the bathroom when it's still dark outside. In the morning, at night, because then you have privacy. Vekadim Takin Nafshech. Late at night or early in the morning. Kihechad Lo Tirchach. So you don't have to go so far. Right, during the day, you have to go farther in order to be Tzanua. Tuv Vegali. Right, first, one should kneel, crouch down and then reveal oneself. Meaning, be covered as much as possible. Kaseh v'kum, and then cover, and then get up. Meaning as much as one could be sanua. Shatof v'shasi, shatof v'achis. Right, if you have a cup drinking something, first rinse it out, and then drink. And then rinse it out to give it to somebody else. Meaning germs. Ukshata shose mayim, shvoch mehen v'achachach tein l'talmidecha. Right, drink, and then if you want to give to Talmuds, then pour some out in between. Kedetanya, like the Brisa says, lo yishta adamayim v'yitein l'talmido, ela imkein shafach mehen. You have to pour out some in between. U'maisa be'echa jashasamayim v'lo shafach mehen. But yeah, we didn't pour out, but also l'talmido. We also talmud istin ishaya v'loratza lishtos u'meis batzama. Oi, right, you didn't want to drink, and it was designed to spill out from your Rebbe's cup. It's like you're saying your Rebbe has germs. So therefore, he just... It was difficult. Bosa Sha'amru, lo yishta adam mayim v'yitin l'talmidu, elam kein shavach mehen, make sure to pour it out. Ravashi Amar, hilka chai talmidu, the shavach ame rabbe, lest be mishumaf kirusa, the other way. Ravashi says, and if a talmid does do this in front of a rebbe, the rebbe shouldn't take umbrage at it, and think that there's a problem. He's just doing it misad health. Kol milu lo tiflot ba'api rabcha, other halachas, you shouldn't spit in front of your rebbe, bar mikra, except for, you know, these types of items in your mouth, which are dangerous. Mikra, vidaisa, right, or the mikra, chaya, right, from a raw gourd, dikipsila shel aver dummy. It's something dangerous, it's something, it's not good for you, and therefore, that's why it is not considered a bizayon to the rebbe to spit it out. Okay, on this Mishnah, this is the Tanan Hassan that I mentioned the Rush earlier, where the Rush says on this Mishnah, why is the following Mishnah brought here? It's brought here because there is no Gemara on it in Midos, and therefore that's why it is discussed here. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll have to stop here, Hashem, and we will continue. I'm not exactly sure the schedule, but we'll see if it's the new or the old cycle as we get into Maseches Tamid.